Chapter 142. Haven't been a living here long years, to be made afeard of your life as I have. Then do you get the better of em afore my face, and then do you say to me, after ye tell your dreams, maybe, then I'll tell em. The shutting of the door stopped Arthur from replying. They glided into the places where Jeremiah had left them, and Clennam, stepping forward as that old gentleman returned, informed him that he had accidentally extinguished the candle. Mr. Flintwinch looked on as he relighted it at the lamp in the hall, and preserved a profound taciturnity respecting the person who had been holding him in conversation. Perhaps his irascibility demanded compensation for some tediousness that the visitor had expended on him. However that was, he took such umbrage at seeing his wife with her apron over her head, that he charged at her, and taking her veiled nose between his thumb and finger, appeared to throw the whole screw power of his person into the ring he gave it. Flora, now permanently heavy, did not release Arthur from the survey of the house, until it had extended even to his old garret bedchamber. His thoughts were otherwise occupied than with the tour of inspection. Yet he took particular notice at the time, as he afterwards had occasion to remember, of the airlessness and closeness of the house, that they left the track of their footsteps in the dust on the upper floors, and that there was a resistance to the opening of one room door, which occasioned Affery to cry out that somebody was hiding inside, and to continue to believe so, though somebody was sought and not discovered. When they at last returned to his mother's room, they found her shading her face with her muffled hand, and talking in a low voice to the patriarch as he stood before the fire, whose blue eyes, polished head, and silken locks, turning towards them as they came in, imparted an inestimable value and inexhaustible love of his species to his remark. So you have been seeing the premises. It was not in itself a jewel of benevolence or wisdom, yet he made it an exemplar of both that one would have liked to have a copy of. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.